Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Welcome back to Double Play with Brandon Walker and myself, Chris Klemmer.
Pretty good.
Thank you. We are doing two Adam Sandler movies today. Happy Gilmore.
Wow.
And The Waterboy.
Right to it.
Woo!
Right to it.
Let's go! Not fucking around.
Okay, so last week we did a little Big League in the Sandlot. I want to make an observation real quick. Seems like that format of debating two movies instead of giving one good, one bad, people liked it.
People seem to like it, yeah. I liked it too.
Yeah, so we're going to flesh that out a little bit. We're going to see. This one is more along the lines of a new category of taking two like similar movies with the same actor, same guy, same presentation, really.
Even same screenwriters.
Same a lot of things.
Yeah.
Same general tone. Same pretty much general tone.
Yeah, all right. All right, it's fair.
Plucky underdog who has no business doing what he's doing. Yeah, it's the exact same movie. Exact same thing.
I guess I'd push back on that.
Well, I mean, it's a...
There's one movie I like significantly more than the other.
It's... I agree. It's a down-on-his-luck hockey player that ends up being on the pro golf tour. And it's a kind of a loser-ish nobody that is a water boy that happens to be the best football player in America.
Right.
So that's kind of the same thing. You don't agree?
Yeah. I mean, you have, like, you know, typical Adam Sandler. You have some kind of weird character.
Before we dive... into in. That the two movies.
You taking
themselves.
Your shoes off?
I'm scratching my toe. I got an itch. That's not a big deal. If you hadn't said it, I don't think people would even notice I'm scratching my toe.
Well, I try to be honest with our viewers. That's disgusting.
It's not this. I'm scratching my toe with my
look old as fuck.
I've had these shoes about 5 years.
Yeah, looks it. You can buy new shoes, Brandon. What's going on?
I have. You want to go shoe for shoe with me?
No, I don't. But that's why I'm surprised you are. Wearing 5 year old
I don't
shoes.
Like wearing my high tops during the summer. I like to wear short shoes, a little small, these shoes.
You struggle in this summer, huh?
Low top shoes, and I haven't bought a new pair of low tops for this summer yet.
Mm.
Is that okay?
It's fine. I'm just you seem like a man that struggles in the summer.
Before we get to these two movies, Happy Gilmore and The Waterboy.
Right.
How did Adam Sandler happen?
Yeah.
There's nobody like him.
No.
And he occupies his own space of the movie universe.
Like nobody else.
There's comedy movies, there's drama mm-hmm. movies, and there's a category called Adam Sandler movies.
Yes.
And he owns, and he will do different variations of the Adam Sandler movie, but he owns his own piece of the Adam Sandler universe. The movie universe. Adam Sandler movies, you couldn't star anybody else. They're just Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, like can you imagine anyone else being Billy Madison?
No.
Happy Gilmore.
Right.
Like, you know, it's you go through the list, and it's so unique. And I think it's one of the things that helped make him stand out in SNL was, like, he had these characters that were so – he had such a unique comedy presence.
Opera Man.
Right, Canteen Boy, which is the water boy.
Cajun Man.
Yep.
Which was always one
but
of my favorites.
But even when he was, like, in, like, regular sketches, he was still so unusual and different.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make sure I get his name right. So, in Happy –
It's Adam Sandler.
Thank you. In Happy Gilmore, you know, you have Vern Lundquist calling the play-by-play.
Yep.
And there's a guy next to him. And that guy's name is Jack Giraputo.
Uh-huh.
Not saying his name right. He's also the producer. In fact, he only produces Adam Sandler movies.
Okay.
He is the most successful comedy producer in movie history.
Because he's been with him so long
yep.
through so many movies.
And he actually doesn't even work in film anymore. He retired in 2016. He's so rich, it's like, I don't need to do this anymore.
So he got on the Adam Sandler train early.
Yep.
And wrote it to riches.
To beyond rich. To being the most successful
and
producer. One of the most successful producers in movie history.
But there's a cottage industry of smaller actors who would just be that guy in Adam Sandler movies.
Yep.
I mean, Rob Schneider really cashed in on just being a guy in Adam Sandler movies. Although Rob Schneider also had other roles other places.
And I'll work with him in SNL, of course. But.
Yeah, but they're...
Yeah, if you're Adam Sandler's buddy, it's a good gig.
The Adam Sandler universe is unique and it's one of a kind. I can't think of many other, maybe Jean-Claude Van Damme movies where he owned, but he was just doing kung fu movies.
Like, Adam Sandler's worth so much the Netflix deal he had. I mean, it's a real testament to how brilliant he is as a businessman.
As a businessman. Because I'm not an Adam Sandler guy. I'm not. I don't really enjoy Adam Sandler movies. If
ever?
I was sitting here right now and say my favorite Adam Sandler movie, maybe 50 First Dates. Uncut Gems was good.
Uncut Gems is the best Adam Sandler movie. But that's not an Adam Sandler movie.
That right. That's the one Adam Sandler movie that isn't Adam Sandler
Punch
movie.
Drunk Love, too.
Yeah. I never saw it.
Yeah, P.T. Anderson.
But like, you know, I was never really – now, I was 17 when Happy Gilmore came out, which I believe came out in 96.
95,
so I was 16.
This was 96.
16, no, this was 98.
This was 96, this was 98.
Okay, you just said, right.
Happy Gilmore was 96. Billy Madison.
That's what I fucking said.
Billy Madison was 95.
I didn't say Billy Madison.
Although you did, that was his first movie.
Okay. Said Happy Gilmore.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
That's the movie we're doing today.
It is.
This came out in 96,
yes.
You corrected me, and we're wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
This came out in 98.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So, if you had let me run unabated, I would have made my point by now.
I see, here's the difference. When I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong.
I was 17 here. I was 19 here. By Waterboy, Adam Sandler movies were beginning to become events unto themselves. They were beginning right. to become big. I think Happy Wedding Singer was big, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, these movies...
How much did Happy Gilmore make?
Like $30 million. And same with Happy Gilmore. I mean, same with Billy Madison, excuse me.
So, Billy Madison made $30 million. Happy Gilmore made about $30 million. Yep. I remember Happy Gilmore coming out, I would have sworn it made more than
$30 million. I know, you think of it as... I mean, don't get me wrong, they were modest hits. They cost about a third of that to produce.
Right.
They were very happy with that. But it wasn't until Wedding Singer when you hit that $100 million mark.
And then Waterboy did...
like, almost double that.
Yeah.
This was...
Waterboy
monster.
Came out... I don't know when Happy Gilmore came out. I think Waterboy came out, like, November, like, in the where they released big movies. They knew it was going to be big.
He had this and Wedding Singer the same year. What
really?
A year for... 98. Yeah. Wow, what a year for Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And by 98, by Waterboy, he's a bigger deal. He's a bigger star. And
he's the biggest comedy star. And he's at that point, he surpasses Jim Carrey. By 98, 99.
Which is shocking.
In comedies only.
Which is shocking. Yeah, because Carrey had already turned to 98 was Truman Show, which is
right.
kind of comedy adjacent, but mostly drama. And then 99 is Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon, yeah. Which is also the same thing. He's very funny in it.
That's... Yeah. Before we dive into these movies,
mm-hmm.
the 90s as a movie era is great.
Absolutely.
The 90s as a comedy movie era... I think comedy might be the 90s weakest point, weakest genre.
I agree with you.
Because you've got the epics.
Especially the early 90s.
The epics, you got the dramas, you got all that. But I was trying to come up with the top five comedy movie actors of, and this is eliminating Jerry Seinfeld, TV actors.
And eliminating the work they did in SNL.
Comedy, yeah. Only comedy movies.
Right.
The top five most successful, funniest comedy movie actors in the 90s. I came up with one right off the top of my head. Jim Carrey's number one with a bullet. Would you agree with that?
He's my number one.
He's my number one, too.
Dumb and Dumber, Cable Guy.
And, like, I'm not an Adam Sandler guy, but it would be hard. I'd be hard-pressed not to put him in the top five.
He's in my top five.
I think Mike Myers is in my top five.
He's not in mine.
Otherwise, I don't know that I can get to five, because I thought about Bill Murray. Bill Murray kind of turns away from comedy in the early 90s, too.
No, I didn't disagree with that.
Groundhog Day's a comedy. What
yes.
about Bob's a comedy?
What about it tries to be. It's not funny. Kingpin.
Kingpin's a comedy.
Hysterical.
Kingpin's a comedy.
And Rushmore is very funny.
Never saw Rushmore.
Very good.
But Kingpin
Bill Murray's
is
my number two.
Bill Murray's number two. So you got Carrey one.
One. Carrey one.
And
Bill
which
Murray
is kind of crazy if you think about it, because Carrey just knocks it out of the park with three movies in a row and kind of coasts on that a little bit. Like he goes.
We had three movies come out the same year that are monsters.
He goes Ace Ventura, his first three, Ace Ventura, Mask, Dumb and Dumber.
All came out in
94. Bang, bang, bang.
The same year.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, an incredible, I'm here now and I'm the biggest deal. He follows up with Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
And Batman.
Batman Forever. He does the Cable Guy.
Which is very funny.
So he really, when it comes to comedy, he has that one huge home run. He goes 3 for 3 with three home runs, and then he doesn't really get there again with comedy. Truman Show is the best movie he did.
I guess you could say Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar
is
good.
I don't think is wildly funny, but he's amazing in it.
Yeah, he's good.
He should have got an Oscar nomination for how good he was.
Yeah, he was good. Liar, Liar was a comedy. And then Truman Show, I think, is his best movie.
Yes.
But Sandler does exclusively comedies in the 90s. Like, he doesn't get off comedy. Who are the other couple in there?
I have three Adam Sandler.
Yeah. So Jim Carrey, one. Bill Murray, two.
Three Sandler.
Uh-huh.
My four might surprise people. It's Ben Stiller.
I also thought of Ben Stiller because, it's crazy how things work. You don't remember when actors get their breaks. I didn't remember Ben Stiller being the agitator in one of the agitators in Happy Gilmore. Did not remember that.
Well, it's uncredited.
It's uncredited, but then he hits there Something About Mary right after this, mm-hmm. right? And
and then he did Reality Bites before this, which is a very funny movie. And then I give him credit for this. Maybe I shouldn't. He directed Cable Guy.
Okay.
So I mean, I throw him in the mix.
And if you're one of those people that is like very staunch about years, like technically the year 2000 is in the 90s. It goes 91 to 2000. That would bring in Meet the Parents.
And as well as
Zoolander?
Royal Tenenbaums.
Royal Tenenbaums. Yes. Zoolander's 2001. But yeah, Stiller, I could get with that.
My number five might surprise people too. I have Woody Harrelson.
All right, hold on. White Man Can't Jump.
Yep. A movie we already mentioned.
The Cowboy Way.
Kingpin. And then I think Doc Hollywood's very funny.
Doc Hollywood is funny.
It's a very good movie.
I like Doc Hollywood.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm going to throw another name at you.
I have Mike Myers 6, by the way.
How about Billy Crystal? With City Slickers.
Yeah, City Slickers.
Forget Paris is okay.
When Harry Met Sally is 89, I think.
Yeah. City Slickers 91.
I'll say this. If you asked Americans in early 90s, so before Jim Carrey had his run for Sander, who is the biggest name in comedy movies, it's probably Bill Murray was number one.
Yeah.
And number two might have been Billy Crystal.
All right. I'll throw another one at you.
Okay.
What about Robin Williams? You know, it wasn't a comedy, but his part in Aladdin is hilarious.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
But then that's when he makes his turn.
Right. I mean, Good Will Hunting obviously is not really funny at all.
Yeah.
Or at least the Ben Affleck part is, but the Robin Williams part isn't. I don't know. Robin Williams, to me, he's always better when he's serious.
Yeah.
Funny Robin Williams doesn't typically do it for me.
Which is crazy, isn't it?
It is. It makes no sense.
He's a stand-up turned actor.
Right.
And he was better serious.
Yes.
And that's rare.
Very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, a lot of these guys, Bill Murray started SNL. And while I wouldn't know if I'd say he's better serious because he's great in comedies, he's very good serious.
Yep.
Some guys. Jim Carrey's very good serious.
Incredible.
Jim Carrey's just good all the way around.
Yep.
And
same with Sandler. Uncut Gems is great.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Sandler just hasn't really mined that as much as the rest of them.
Sandler, his focus seems to be having like a nice life, which I completely respect the hell out of. Like, good for him, man. He seems to be like, what makes my life better? What's a quality of life decision?
Yeah.
Which I think that's so admirable. That's
I'm going to make a movie that entertains me, and it's going to entertain a bunch of people. I don't care if critics like it. I don't care if people like it. I'm just going to make
it. We're going to do it in the location that I want to do it in.
Right.
I'm going to do it with my friends, people I trust, people I like to be around. I don't know. If I was Adam Sandler, if I had great fame and wealth, I hope I would do things the way Adam Sandler does things.
Now, I want to go throw another topic at you before we get into the movies. One more. This will be the last topic. If you were looking, because I believe SNL, a lot of people have their favorite eras. A lot of people love the 70s at SNL. That's fine. The early 90s was
the absolute best.
Terrific.
The best era of SNL.
It goes from the early 90s when it was Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman. And
late
80s. The late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
And then they start kind of their feature act. They start bringing in Chris Rock and Chris Farley and Adam Sandler,
David Spade
and Rob Schneider and all those guys. And they just kind of roll from Hartman and
Jan Hooks and Dana Carvey and,
yeah,
but it's funny, Mike Myers is the bridge. So Mike Myers was a feature player before, but he's more in this generation. But because he got an earlier start, he almost was like the middle child syndrome of SNL.
But it's crazy because if you think about the 70s, gave us so many stars.
Yes.
But early 90s SNL, their star making power, because they weren't always loved on SNL. Their star-making power, Chris Rock became a huge star.
Yes.
Adam Sandler became a huge star.
Yeah.
Chris Farley became a huge star, obviously would have been bigger had he not died in the prime of his life. I'm sure I'm missing some, but like the more talented SNL guys, Dana Carvey and Phil Hartman, didn't become those guys.
No, I mean, Phil Hartman was older. I mean, he still had a very successful show on news radio.
And died early.
And died young too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, was anyone like a... I guess Adam. I mean, Bill Murray was a pretty big star. I'm trying to think of guys from Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
But like, I'll say this: no one has the bank account that Adam Sandler does.
If
none of those guys.
If you were in 1992, and we were having a draft, of the SNL actors who are going to have the best career, who would you have taken?
One's Mike Myers, no questions asked.
You would have taken Mike Myers then?
Absolutely.
I think I would have taken Farley. Farley had that thing when he popped on screen, like shit was different than everybody else.
It was, same with Mike Myers.
Like even when he was a featured player, because he did the Chippendale sketch when he was just just and featuring. Like Myers was too. Myers had already had, and by 92, already had Wayne's World.
That's why I would have taken him.
Yeah. I guess he had already broken out from the pack there.
But he had an earlier start. He was there a couple years earlier.
Who technically do you think has had a more successful career, Sandler or Myers? Because I know Sandler's
a question. Adam Sandler by 10,000. I said I have Adam Sandler on my list.
You say that.
Oh, it's not even
close. I got to throw something at you.
Go ahead.
I mean, Mike Myers has Austin Powers and Shrek. He has Shrek.
Yep.
The Shrek dynasty alone
is
fucking billions, I would imagine. Like, that's a huge franchise.
Go through the box office revenue of Adam Sandler's movies. Look at the Netflix deal he signed.
Like, yeah.
The difference between Sandler and Mike Myers for me, Sandler owns his own production company.
Yeah.
Sandler has made this into a giant behemoth of a business. He's the one guy in comedy, and nowadays, I think that's like, I know he goes to Netflix, but he's the one guy you can count on performing. Like, he makes his movies pretty inexpensively. He can put them out pretty regularly. Even like Hubie Halloween that came out a couple years ago, that did pretty well for Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, he does the stuff with Jennifer Aniston, the murder mystery stuff. Like, it's just everything he does hits. But he's so.
Did he ever have, like, Shrek 2 made $500 million.
Right. He's never had that.
Shrek made $300 million.
Right.
Shrek the Third, which wasn't good, $350 million.
Like,
that. And Austin Powers, I assume the second, I know the first one did okay. The second, third one
did huge numbers.
Huge numbers.
Right.
I can't remember. What's the biggest numbers movie Sandler ever had?
It's probably.
Is it Waterboy?
It's probably like Big Daddy, Waterboy. It's in that era. Look,
I doubt he ever broke into like 300.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, he just has a bunch of $100 million movies. Yes. Interesting. That's an interesting tidbit. Like, if you think back then, you would have taken Myers in 92.
Yes.
I would have taken Farley. I would have taken Farley.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Sandler, I don't know. Sandler was good, though. Sandler was good.
Like, Sandler, people forget, Sandler and Farley were fired from SNL.
And I would have taken Sandler. Oh, I'd be remiss if we've mentioned all these guys. We didn't mention Norm MacDonald.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Who
came a little later. I think he was on SNL in 94, 95.
Yeah, he wasn't in that 91, 92. Yeah. Because I remember Sandler back as far as 90. I know he was in the season premiere of 91 because that was Michael Jordan and he had the commercial. He had the Slitsky beer commercial.
Right.
With him and Farley.
Him and Farley, which is hysterical.
Yeah. So I remember that one vividly. Sandler's had an incredible career.
Absolutely incredible. Totally unique. One of a kind.
Yeah. I don't know. It can't be recreated.
No. And critics hated him when it came out. I thought Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore I still think they're both very funny. They are, when I was 14, 15, 16, watched those movies, I was just doubled over laughing.
So, let's just start to dive in, I guess, together. Happy Gilmore came out first.
Yes.
I think I remember seeing the previews to this movie and thinking, wow, okay, Adam Sandler as a goofy-ass golfer, a hockey, that's, I'm with it, I'm down.
Have you seen Billy Madison?
I've never seen Billy Madison to this day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was a Sandler fan, and if you also go back, Sandler also had about 3 episodes on The Cosby Show.
He did. He also did a movie called Mixed Nuts with Steve Martin. A bunch of stuff didn't work.
Yeah.
Billy Madison was the first one that hit.
His first vehicle. But he also, I don't know if you remember this, he had a comedy CD.
He did, of course I do.
Well, yeah, they're all going to laugh at you.
Tollbooth Willie.
And, like, that was huge.
Like,
for us, for a 15-year-old, that was bigger than his movies at that point.
Yeah, I mean, back when we were high school kids, you had the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
And then you had Adam Sandler with, like, the...
What are you saying, at a medium pace?
At medium pace. Was, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, yeah. That whole album was played, I mean, a thousand times. You probably heard it in our lives. Like, in buddy's cars, all the time.
Yeah, that was a thing. I just remember summers in, like, 93, 94, listening to that shit.
Oh, my God.
But I remember thinking Adam Sandler, and I see Happy Gilmore come out, and I want to see it. I didn't see it in the theater. I remember I had, I think it was one of the forerunners of DirecTV. I had Prime Star.
Oh, I remember Prime Star. Yes.
And that was the first situation I had where you could order movies like you can on DirecTV.
Right.
And I remember ordering it, and they had an all day pass, and I ordered it and I watched it all day.
Yeah.
I remember liking Happy Gilmore. At the time, I remember fucking loving The Waterboy when I saw it. Looking back, I don't know that either of them are very good. You like one significantly more than the other.
Yeah.
I watched The Waterboy a couple weeks ago. I watched Happy Gilmore last night. I didn't really enjoy watching Happy Gilmore as a 44-year-old man.
Oh, I did. I still think this movie's very funny. It's weird and goofy enough. The Christopher McDonald stuff
is very weird.
Shooter McGavin is... one of the great villains in any comedy you'll ever see.
He's
such an asshole.
I don't remember him being dialed up so far. He's really...
Yes.
He's really throwing, like, as fast as he can. He is absolutely turned up. Like, he... From the beginning.
Yes.
Like, he shows up... He's supposed to be the guest speaker or something. He shows up and he just is an asshole to everybody. The PR person welcomes him. Yeah, go get me a Diet Coke.
Right.
And it's just... There are parts of the... And I wouldn't say this is a bad movie. But I didn't enjoy it as much as certainly 17-year-old Brandon enjoyed it. And there are movies I can watch from back then that I do enjoy that much. I don't know. I don't know where. But maybe that's a byproduct of never really being a Sandler guy.
It might be. I mean, neither of these movies are plot-heavy. They're joke. It's like Caddyshack. They're both joke-heavy.
Neither
the
are going to...
The story doesn't really matter.
Neither are contending for an Academy Award of anything.
No. Yeah. And they're not built to be that either. I mean, neither was Caddyshack. It's still a great movie. You know, I think... Happy Gilmore is a great movie. I think it's
great movie.
I call it a great comedy. Yeah.
Wow.
Right in the low threshold of that, but I consider it a great comedy.
It just the goofiness of it. And I don't mind goofy movies. I it just never really connected. The humor was a little below where I wanted it to be. I think. I don't know.
I watched Billy Madison and I watched Happy Gilmore both pretty recently. I watched it again for the show, obviously, but. I felt this age better than Happy Gilmore did.
Billy Madison did. Yeah.
I saw Waterboy in the theaters. I didn't really like it then. I thought it was okay. I've watched it now. I probably like it a little less. I don't think it's a particularly good movie. It's average.
It's not. Neither of these are. I don't. You said this is a great movie.
A great comedy.
I don't think either are good movies.
I do. It entertained the shit out of me. I think it's a really funny movie. I think it's a great movie. It's very funny. I laugh a lot during
it. So what separates the humor and your laughter in this one from The Waterboy?
It's weirder. It's, in a way, like, nastier. Like...
It is nasty. Even the sight gags early where Chubbs, you meet Chubbs and he hits his hand and it gets like right. like
it's goofier.
Or actually the first time I was like, this is really more intense than I thought it was at the very beginning when his girlfriend walks out on him and he's singing to the empty street.
Yeah.
And an older Asian woman walks up and hears it. But then, and that would be fine if that were the end of the joke. But then the next morning he wakes up and she wakes up, gets out of his bed.
And she's in, like, his t-shirt.
Right, right. Yeah. You're like,
funny.
You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. You're like, you're really going for this joke. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot grittier of comedy than I remembered it being.
There would never be, like, when Chubbs dies, he falls out of the window.
Yeah.
Like, that whole scene is so silly and stupid and funny. Yeah. That would never happen in The Waterboy. So when you mentioned earlier, like, how the tones are the same, in some ways they are. But in some ways, they're not.
You say that would never happen in Waterboy. Like, he took a fan boat from his house to the middle of the Bourbon Bowl with his mom driving. Like, that was goofy-ass shit.
But that's, like, more cheerful, though. I mean, like, the meanness. Like, no one died.
Okay. All right. You're right. Even the meanness of the setting that he's trying to fight back against, like his grandmother being basically imprisoned in this terrible...
You would never see a character like Ben Stiller as like, the nurse. Yeah. You would never see that in Waterboy. That's a horrible... He has them like, arts and crafts, like, three more hours, like my hand hurts.
Yeah,
like,
now you're on yard maintenance or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that is horribly dark, horribly funny, where you don't get that stuff in Waterboy. At some point, Adam Sandler kind of lost his nerve a little bit with some of this stuff, and to his credit...
I think he just ran to the middle a little bit.
I'm 100% right.
Yeah. He ran to the middle where it was like...
Which is a smart move.
Yeah, but he would would dive in every now and then.
Oh, there's like the "you can do it." Like, yeah. That's weird and that's funny and that's one of the best parts of Waterboy.
Yeah.
But there isn't enough weirdness for me that the weird and meanness of Happy Gilmore.
I think that you're discounting the meanness a little bit. The weirdness I'll give to you, but like, he calls his hero Captain Insano and Captain Insano laughs on him on TV. Yes. That's mean as
fuck.
That
is very mean.
The Red Bull, you, the coach of the team that treats him like shit, like they're mean as fuck to him. Maybe it doesn't have the sight gags and the rudeness, the crudeness of Happy Gilmore. It kind of tones that down. But as far as like what the character goes through, he goes through some shit. Bobby Boucher.
There's one very different thing between these movies. So in Happy Gilmore, he's the oddball trying to fit into regular mainstream world, right? In Waterboy, he's the normal guy. Everyone around him is odd or has a weird thing. I think I
disagree with that.
Okay. And that was that was also what they're trying to do from the movie. That was what I just described.
I don't think he's ever presented as normal at all because he's 30 years old.
31, yeah.
31 years old. He lives home with his mom. He's obviously painted as a loser. He's a loser who finds value in everyday work. He's the water boy, but he is a loser.
Yes.
And he's a loser that becomes a winner. This is a loser that becomes a winner. The first time we meet him is in hockey tryouts when he's not good enough. No. And now the more I talk about it, the more I find things that I did find funny. Like the very first scene, he's getting cut from the hockey team and he pulls the coaches. He just beats the shit out of the coach. Like, that's funny. But I think they're a lot more similar than you're acting.
I you're right. From a 1,000 or 20,000, you know, foot view.
Yeah.
Underdog story, comedy, Adam Sandler, it's goofy. But the people surrounding Bobby are very weird. It's a weird group where the whole world is weird, and Bobby's the most normal of that weird world, where it's completely opposite with Happy Gilmore. And I like that comedy better. I like having the one weird person as opposed to the whole world being weird.
You like the rooting for the guy that upsets the apple cart as opposed to the guy that is just trying to blend in.
Right.
Now, what's more on the surface? What's more unbelievable? What's more unbelievable? A guy who has never picked up a golf club ever in his life, going to a professional golf tournament, winning it, or I guess a professional qualifying tournament, playing his first round ever, winning it, and going straight to the pro tour, or a 31-year-old loser who has nothing going on, becoming the best player in college football in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's the former.
They're
both ridiculous. Obviously, yeah. They're both ridiculous, and they don't make any. They don't hide from that.
They don't try to make sense either.
They both acknowledge it's ridiculous. But with Happy Gilmore, I feel like they at least explain his skill. He can drive the ball really far because he plays hockey his whole life. Okay, fine. With Waterboy, he becomes like Lawrence Taylor, and Lawrence Taylor's even in the movie. But he becomes
Don't smoke crack.
That's right. That's good advice. They they make him into this great linebacker.
Yeah.
They wouldn't notice he has athletic prowess at all. Like, is such a leap. I can't. I mean, it's fine.
That's a bigger leap than a guy who's never swung a golf club.
At least they explain. They never explain why he becomes Ray Lewis. They never explain that.
Yeah, I think they do.
He gets angry.
I think it's his anger. Yeah, I think that he taps into his anger that he didn't know he had.
I don't think being angry makes you, you know, junior Seau. I don't think it works.
Do you believe that playing 3 years of junior hockey makes you John Daly?
But his whole thing was he could always drive the ball really far. That was his whole thing. Even hockey, like, he was known for his shot.
Yeah.
Look, both are ridiculous premises. I'm saying Happy Gilmore is slightly less ridiculous.
I do like when he discovers that he they do lay it out funny when he discovers he can hit the ball far. He hits it three times down his street to a neighbor's house who's 400 yards away.
Yeah.
And three straight shots, one breaks the window, guy comes out to look at the window, he hits him in the forehead, a woman looks out to check on the guy, hits her. It's like
she tumbles out of the house. That's funny.
That was funny. I did like that.
Like, there's so many, like, and then you have the guy who played Jaws, Richard Kiel. He has a nail in his head for like 3/4 of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, all of that is so bizarre, and I don't feel like we get – now, the acting is I mentioned Christopher McDonald in Happy Gilmore. Julie Bowen's very good as the love interest. She's a good TV actress. Here you have Kathy Bates, who's a fantastic actress.
You got some fucking actors
in
this
one. Henry Winkler, who's great in Barry.
Yeah.
He's very good in this. So you have some good actors around him. Carl Weathers is in Happy Gilmore. He's very funny. He's hysterical. Yeah. He's even a good singer.
Now, let me ask you this question based on this movie. As far as goofy, fun cameos go, is Bob Barker in this movie as good as it gets in movies? Because it's pretty damn good.
I got to give the edge to the Waterboy here.
What do you give it to?
You can do it.
With Rob Schneider? To me, that's not a cameo. Because Rob Schneider's just in his movies. This is Bob Barker.
But that was the first time we saw that character, though.
I guess. But to me, if you're doing cameos in The Waterboy, it's more like Lawrence Taylor saying don't smoke crack.
If it's someone who's like a non...
Or The Big Show is Captain Insano.
So you're saying non-comedian cameos? Does it get any better than
Bob
Barker?
Bob Barker just shows up, Price is Wrong, bitch. Like
the Okay, so here's my nip, and this is a nitpick that maybe people our age or older will only understand. The problem was, that was in every fucking commercial for this movie. So when I went and saw it, I felt like I'd already seen this scene already.
Yeah.
Like,
It didn't hit to you, huh?
It would have if I had just seen it, but it got...
I don't know,
man. It got overplayed before the movie even came out. It's very funny, and I love that Bob Barker's like all in.
Yeah, he just goes...
So I guess he made a demand. They were trying to get Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon never returned their calls. So they went to Bob Barker, and he says, I'll do it. I have two rules. No stunt double, and I have to win the fight.
All right.
His next door neighbor is Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris trained him for that scene.
Well, let me say this. They lucked out because Bob Barker's way better than Ed McMahon.
Yes. And way more playful and fun.
Yeah. Way better for this. Yep. Bob Barker's the perfect guy for this. He's just the right age of old. But I think his demands made it a lot better.
I agree.
Like him getting his ass beat by Happy is nowhere near as funny as him beating Happy's ass. Because Happy beats people up the whole movie.
Right.
And then Bob Barker just at one point you think he's out and he just comes back. Like, I love the Bob Barker.
He gets to do like a fighting pose.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, and Chuck Norris trained him. Like, that's good. Like, that's awesome. So he took it really seriously. He did the best he could, and it's a great scene.
I wonder what the best combination, the most unique combination of neighbors in Hollywood is. Like, Bob Barker and Chuck Norris living together is just living beside each other.
It's
fantastic.
So wild, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any famous people that live near you?
No, but I'm not far from Alpine, New Jersey, which is where a lot of famous people live. I think Jay-Z had a house over there, Tracy Morgan, Eddie Murphy had a house over there. Like, Alpine, New Jersey is where a lot of fucking famous people live, but I've never crossed paths with them in Jersey.
This is not a celebrity, but on my floor at my apartment is the, he's the delegate for the Senegal for the UN. And I'm thinking, like, what a world where, like, this guy is literally on the same floor as I am, where I... you know, make myself compact and make fart noises.
Right.
And this guy is like doing actual like saving lives, and we have, you know, the same basic apartment. It's very funny to me.
Man. So I watched this talking about it. Actually, I'm coming up with things that make me smile a lot. I didn't in the moment. I was like, I don't like this as much. I came out of it kind of appreciating Waterboy more, because if you would have asked me going into this exercise, which I hadn't seen either in 20 years, which one's better? I'd say Happy Gilmore's better. Like, Waterboy made more money, but Happy Gilmore's better. But I think I kind of slide to the Waterboy a little bit. I don't think it's a great movie, but it has a lot of smiling moments. Maybe it's because I'm a college football guy, and it's got that a little bit. I don't know. It's just something about it.
I know it's his friend, but having Peter Dante play the quarterback doesn't work for me.
Oh, he's not good.
It's really weak, and it should have been a real strong performance that really bullies. You know, I felt it was so weak.
You can tell he's acting really like he's
really wooden and stiff.
He's not great, and you know, I don't know that they got a whole lot of the football players right as far as.
See, to me, there's not a single joke in Waterboy that's as funny as him having a homeless guy be his caddy. That is so much funnier to me than anything in the Waterboy.
Captain Insano being like, how old are you, kid? I'm 31 years old, and him just laughing and uncontrollably, that's funny.
This guy's never had sex before.
Right, right. Like, and the announcer, the wrestling announcer, getting into it, they're both laughing. Like, that's
very funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like him tackling the professor for some reason. Like, the absurdity of that is funny.
That's right. To have the professor look like Colonel Sanders,
that's weird.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I like the weirdness.
Yeah.
Give me more weirdness. And you saw some of that with I know you haven't seen it with Billy Madison. You have like a clown at a party that falls and has a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
There's just more. I like the more weirdness. It's when you said, you're exactly right. When he runs to the middle, like a movie's like Click.
Yeah,
that's when he kind of loses me, because it's not as goofy or weird.
He needs his edge and his absurdity.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny because I talk about it, but the same writers, it's Tim Hurley, he and Adam Sandler wrote both of these movies. They have different directors, but it's the two directors that he worked with the most, Frank Coriacci and Dennis Dugan. Dugan did Happy Gilmore. And those guys are the guys that have basically, if you go through his list, other than Billy Madison, those two guys have directed all of his movies.
Okay, so if you had to critique Happy Gilmore, how would you do it?
it probably could have had a thicker plot to it. It's tough because I said I believe this is a great movie. So I'm really kind of, there's not a lot I would change about it, honestly.
I believe I would tighten up that him to the pro tour thing. I know you've got to throw suspension of disbelief out the window and everything. And I think there was a little bit of room of him. Like, he hits the ball for the first time in his yard, and the next day he is qualifying for the pro tour. I think there was a little room there to learn the game a little bit, to do something with Chubbs. It felt like he met Chubbs. Boom, he's right there. I felt like there was a 15-minute stretch missing there where they could have had some fun with that.
So a strength of Adam Sandler movies, I think it's a strength, is the movies are very short.
Hour and a half right here.
They're both.
Yeah.
Both clock in at like 91 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's a strength. I know he knows. He's smart about like get him in, get him out, make him laugh, boom, have a good night. With, I guess, maybe my one critique for Happy Gilmore, make it R-rated. I felt like if Adam, but then it wouldn't have had the box office because teenage boys wouldn't have saw it, but that would have been great to see him really get mean and nasty and really.
I tell you what they do in both of these. I like the addition of Vern Lundquist and his guys being a little silly, and I love Brent Musburger and Dan Fouts being silly.
They're having a blast.
Where they get sick of each other at the end. Last game of the year, Brent can't hold anything back. I know. I got it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like that. That's funny. I like Brent Musburger getting pissed and
you
stuff.
And I like
that
Dan Fouts is like plays along, being kind of the keeps saying that you're holding nothing back.
Sandler gets normal people in there to play along a lot, like with Bob Barker and everything.
Well, I guess the sets are super fun. Christopher McDonald was talking about this about making Happy Gilmore. It's like Sandler allows you to improvise. It's all of his friends. They all, I guess, when they wrap for the day, they all go to someone's house and have a party. Yeah. It's like it's a very relaxed, fun setting, and I think it gets people out of their shells.
I one of the things that strikes me about this movie is like Shooter McGavin, the guy that plays Shooter McGavin,
McDonald,
still plays that role today.
Right, he's
always, has a Twitter account where he's Shooter. That's him, right?
Yeah. I believe so. I know that he talks about it all the time, and
he makes appearances as Shooter McGavin.
Yes.
Yeah,
but he's he's versatile in the fact that he's done a bunch of stuff. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
but he's most known for that role.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates, when she did Waterboy, she read the script and read four pages. Didn't get it, threw it in the trash. I think her niece fished it out of the trash. Said, no, this is Adam Sandler movie. You have to do it. When she agreed to do it, they couldn't believe it. They're like, oh my God, we got Kathy Bates. And she's very good in the movie.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the overbearing mom, I don't find that as compelling as I find Happy Story to be.
I don't know. I think the story's okay for me. And I like Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates being there as that mom, like that overbearing mom is played by like the grandmother in this movie or somebody that just doesn't command screen time. Like, the overbearing mom would not work very well, but Kathy Bates, I think it works. Because if Kathy Bates is in your movie and you need her to be kind of the center or the basis, you need her in the you need her being Kathy Bates. She does.
Yes.
I'm certainly not Misery, but
no,
she puts some weight to it.
No, she puts all. Yeah. She never takes a scene off. She's a very hardworking actress for sure.
What do you think of Henry Winkler as the coach?
I don't think the role is written very well.
Yeah, I agree.
I think he's great in Barry. He's obviously was.
He got a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his
ass.
That's
very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's funny and weird. Like, yeah. I want more of that. I felt like him.
The way he looks at him when he's walking out the door, hey, Happy. And he just takes his shows him his Roy Orbison tattoo.
Like, I love that. But him.
I'm and not happy,
the
but.
Rivalry no. with, right, Waterboy. No. The rivalry with him and the other coach, that falls flat for me.
Well, the other coach, the thing that really hurts the 44-year-old watchability of these movies for me are when the characters are one note and dialed up as far as that coach, the quarterback you mentioned, and even some in here. Not as much, I don't think they did as much in because the one that is dialed up in this one is Ben Stiller, and that's perfect.
That's perfect.
So I think they hit those here, but the coach who is just mean to a fault, the linebacker who is an asshole to him, or the other team's best player who's an asshole to him, and the quarterback who's an asshole to him, they're all like snarling and frothing at the mouth and real demonstrative and everything. They say, I tell you, boy, you ain't playing for this team. Like, all right, relax. Just that hurts it a little bit. But I guess he just lets them go. He didn't really.
So which movie do you like better?
I think I like The Waterboy better. Yeah.
That's crazy to me, but
I don't know. I don't think it's a wide berth at all, a wide gap. I do think The Waterboy hits some highs that Happy Gilmore for me doesn't hit. If I think of the best things in this movie, it is it's the Bob Barker scene.
All the Ben Stiller stuff is great.
The first 15 minutes to me are really good. when he has the breakdown and the hockey scene into breaking up with a girlfriend, singing into the, like him singing lonely into the, what do you call it?
The intercom thing.
The intercom?
Yeah.
Like, that's Adam Sandler.
Yes.
That's just Adam Sandler. Turn the camera on. That's Adam. That's as Adam Sandler as it gets. And I like that a lot. Maybe I'm about 50-50 on him.
I love the ice skating scene. It's obviously not a Rocky.
Yeah.
They're having the ice skating. But then it pans out, and you have the guy that runs the Zamboni singing.
Sing,
and
yeah.
It goes on for a very long time.
Yeah.
That awkwardness is so funny to me. I feel like, I don't know, for whatever, and it's a lot of it's just comedic taste, but the
yeah.
stuff in Happy Gilmore hits me. I'm going to give Happy Gilmore a 90.
90?
I think it's a great
90?
90.
90?
90.
No,
yes.
No. That's, that's,
what?
Come on. You got to be kidding me.
I think I gave Caddyshack, what, like a 90, like 8 or something?
Hold on. I don't remember if we did it on, we did Hoosiers.
Yeah.
You gave it an 83.
Yeah.
You've got Happy Gilmore is a better movie than Hoosiers.
I would rather watch.
You would not.
Oh, I would in a heartbeat. I would rather watch Happy.
Shit. Happy Gilmore over Hoosiers.
You have Caddyshack over Hoosiers.
Caddyshack's an all-time great movie.
So
this is not an all-time great movie.
It's a great comedy. I think Hoosiers has a lot of problems. That Robert Hershey character. Oof. No thanks.
You gotta be. I wish I could see your list right now. 90? I thought I was going to be charitable when I did these numbers.
What are you giving it?
I'm giving it a 58.
You fucking piece of shit.
I'm giving it a 58.
Oh, this is a very funny movie.
I'm giving it a 58.
This is one of the best comedies of the 90s.
Fuck you.
Oh, we just talked about how there aren't any good comedies in the 90s.
Austin Powers is better. Dumb and Dumber is better. Ace Ventura is
Austin
better.
Austin Powers
Kingpin's
not better.
Better.
Ace Ventura is not better.
Ace Ventura is not better than Happy Gilmore.
No.
Austin Powers not better than Happy Gilmore? Austin fucking Powers not better than Happy Gilmore?
I'll say no. The Austin Powers thing just wears thin.
Forget about the mic. I don't need it. Austin Powers is not better than Happy Gilmore.
Not for me.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. That's not even close.
This is better than Ace Ventura?
Miles.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is better than this.
Something About Mary.
Office Space better than this. Something About Mary is better than this.
Well, this is not one of the best comedies in the 90s. We're easily
naming. I just had four. This might be a fourth for me. I named three other ones. This might be the fourth best comedy in the 90s for me.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
Something About Mary.
Yes.
Office Space.
Kingpin.
Kingpin.
All
so
better.
We're at five.
Yep.
Groundhog Day?
Yep.
That's five better.
Yep.
And we're just ignoring several. Just trying to think. I'm trying to go. Home Alone.
No, not for me. It's close, but not for me.
And we're missing several. You realize
I
that.
Don't think we are. There aren't as many comedy. Your point up the top was very accurate. There aren't as many great comedies.
There are. This is not a top 10 comedy in the 90s. There's no chance.
Absolutely.
I'll come up with this list, but there's not. No fucking chance this is a top 10 comedy of the 90s.
Absolutely.
You got to be out of your goddamn. First of all, Austin Powers is better than this.
It's
Ace Ventura is better.
Ace Ventura is not. Ace Ventura doesn't age very well.
Ace Ventura is better than this.
Ace Ventura has some problems. That Ray Finkel's dub doesn't play so well in 2020.
I don't give a good goddamn.
Saying.
You're telling me all this ages well? Because this has a couple of things.
Well, not too much, actually. I think his movies age really well, and that is a big reason for his success. The comedies were about him. It was fish out of water stuff. It plays much better than other stuff does, for real.
I can't legally hit you. I can't.
You tackled me earlier.
I can't hit you, though. Best comedy.
I think you're just... I think people would be just as mad at you for giving this a 58. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't think it's that good of a movie.
That's dumb. That's a dumb take. That's a much worse take than anything else.
Do you think this is a better movie than Billy Madison?
I do. It's close, but I do. I like this more. I didn't feel that way 5 years ago, though. It's funny. I watched both of them, and I feel this.
Do you think this is a better movie than Wayne's World?
No. That's another one.
I'm cheating. I'm looking at lists.
Okay.
Do you think this is a better movie? All right, we've got Groundhog Day. You said Home Alone. This Happy Gilmore is better.
Yeah. It's close, but better.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
I mean, I literally have a list. I do a list every week.
My Cousin Vinny.
I have this higher than My Cousin Vinny. But My Cousin Vinny's great. I have that in my... It's a very good movie. I have this ahead. And it might be more for nostalgia reasons. I admit that. But...
All right. I'm just plugging through.
I just laugh a lot at this. You know, is it? It's like Caddyshack. Is it a great story?
No, it's not a great story.
But
at
do
all.
I laugh my ass off watching it? I do. Do I laugh my ass off watching this? I do. I laugh. I think Caddyshack's better than this. But
Waiting for Guffman.
The Christopher Guest stuff is good. It's fine. I think this is better. I mean, that's a tough comp because like he's going for a different kind of laugh.
Yeah.
And his is a lot based on like mockery.
The Wedding Singer.
I like this more than Wedding Singer.
The Nutty Professor, I would watch this one. Thanks. I would watch it. I'm just answering.
Come on, man.
I said I would watch this one before The Nutty Professor. What do you want me to say?
You said it, man.
I was reading the list.
Right. I'm here to help.
On August 21st.
We have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
90s were not great for comedy.
No, and you just had so many other great stuff out. I would say the 90s are better.
Also, Austin Powers gives me two movies better than this in the 90s.
I'm just Austin Powered out. I mean, I just...
And you're not Adam Sandler now?
No, I'm not.
90?
I'm not 90. I'm happy with that.
All right.
I'm giving this.
All right.
What are you giving?
Time. I walk in here. You have a DVD player up there, and me and you are contractually obligated to watch three DVDs.
Okay.
I stack up Happy Gilmore, The Waterboy, and Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, I stack up Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, Austin Powers, and Goldmember. You're going for that stack?
Oh, absolutely. I don't want to watch three Austin Powers movies either. It's like, that's a lot. We get it. You shag. It's funny. I feel like the first movie was very good and very inventive. I feel like after that,
No, the second two were just running it back. I understand
that.
Yeah,
it's that. Like, I don't know if I really need to see that.
Oh, but you say that, and this is basically right. Just running Happy Gilmore back.
I explained to you already.
I give Happy Gilmore a 58, I give Waterboy a 61.
I give Waterboy a 53.
You think so? 90 there's 40, and 53. You think there's 37?
Yeah. That's how much, I think this is much funnier.
37 spots different.
Yep.
90.
Yeah.
A fucking 90.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. You're a real piece of work. You know that?
I think you're a piece of shit.
You're a real piece of work. I just doesn't grab me the way the other movies do. I don't know. It doesn't. Happy Gilmore's kind of a fucking asshole. Like, he's an asshole.
I kind of like that.
You would.
Yeah.
You really would.
Yeah. I mean, you're more of an asshole than I am, though.
MVP of Happy Gilmore.
Christopher McDonald. I know it should be Adam
Sandler.
No,
it's Adam Sandler.
I mean, it is, yeah. But like, he wrote it. I mean, if you take in all the factors of him, like, you know, him writing it and everything else, and it's Sandler.
I got to be honest. When you say MVP of an Adam Sandler movie, I don't know when it's ever not going to be Adam Sandler.
It's Adam Sandler, I guess.
Maybe Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates, but.
And maybe her in Wedding Singer. She really humanizes him.
Yeah. But in
same with 50 First Dates. She's just such a good match for him.
That 50 First Dates is a good movie.
It is a good movie. I like it.
This.
I like it more than Waterboy.
MVP of this one is Adam Sandler. MVP of this one is Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, sure.
I mean, yeah, it revolves around him so much.
It does.
Henry Winkler's okay. Kathy Bates is okay, but it's.
I'd say MVP of Waterboy is Sandler. I'd say the MVP of. I'm just saying Christopher McDonald, just because he's so good. I mean, every time he's on screen, I'm laughing. Every single time. One of the best lines ever. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit? Yeah.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Yeah.
That is so funny. I guess Tim Hurley, he said he wrote that line.
As you do these movies, there's a lot of memes. There's a lot of memes from Happy. A lot of them.
Same with Waterboy too.
Same with, I would say more in Happy Gilmore though.
Maybe.
Yeah, it feels like there's more.
It's crazy for a movie that only made like $38 million and it has this huge.
Well, it was one of his key in the door movies, right?
Well, this and Billy Madison. The late 90s, everyone was renting those movies constantly. It was on cable all the time.
But the sad part is, Farley never got to this part of his career. Farley had Tommy Boy and Black Sheep.
He had
these key in the door movies too that could have opened bigger things later, and he just never got there.
He was supposed to do Shrek.
Was he really? Well, Shrek came out in 2000. He died in 94.
He had voice like 85% of it.
Really? They voiced Shrek that early?
He did a ton of work for it.
Yeah.
And then they had to redo it, and then Mike Myers got it.
He was Shrek.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's a very different kind of performance. But yeah, that was going to come out for him.
Who is the most successful SNL alum of all time?
Probably Bill Murray, right? Successful dollar-wise is Adam Sandler.
How about Eddie Murphy?
It's Adam Sandler. Dollar-wise is Adam Sandler. He owns his production company. Like he's
yeah. Forget that. Eddie Murphy's got to be up there, huh?
Oh yeah. If you just like birth or work though, I just think the longevity of Murray's career just eclipses everybody else. Like Chevy Chase was a huge star in the 80s. Dan Aykroyd, we talked about him.
And then you got to judge Chris Rock, gigantic
Chris
star.
Chris Rock,
just different.
Yes. I mean, you honestly like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, how much money is she
made? Well, hell, you know, I know we mentioned him. He wouldn't be bigger than these guys. Billy Crystal was a SNL
guy. Was for 1 year. Yeah,
he was. I think he had already been in movies and then came. He was
right.
A weird one.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing next week?
Will Ferrell, too. You got to put in that argument for most success.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Will Ferrell would be top three without question.
So we gave our ratings and everything. Back.
By the way, before we go any further, have we done a Will Ferrell movie on the show?
We have not.
We haven't done Talladega Nights or any of his sports movies. We'll
no,
get to
not,
him eventually.
What is it, a semi-pro?
We
could
throw a couple
of
Will Ferrells. Well, I know we've already got our plan for next week, but we should probably do a Will Ferrell.
We should soon. We're doing comedies next week. I want to do dramas after that. But okay. Comedies next week are Basketball.
Never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah.
People are going to be shocked about that. And Dodgeball.
Never seen it in its entirety. Have seen 80% of it in its own.
Oh, Dodgeball?
All the time. Yeah. I never saw it in its entirety.
I saw it in theaters.
I didn't. I don't know why I didn't.
Huh.
I think I was poor, broke. Probably getting pussy. What was that?
I don't think that was true.
I don't think that green shirt goes with that blue and
this,
red.
By the way, green shirt, you can get it at Barstool Sports Store.
Don't
Oakland
think
Dells,
they're going
baby.
To. Don't think they're going to.
It is great. You can buy it. Get it now.
Why are you talking like that?
Flying off the shelves and get people
flying
excited.
Off the shelves.
I mean, get while supplies last. This
people are buying the shelves. That's how much
this
they love
these
shirts.
This is my first shirt. The first shirt I ever designed.
Well.
My idea.
Yeah, you can hold that one.
You going to buy one to support me?
I already bought 10.
Thank you. Yes, we're back next week.
With Basketball.
And dodgeball. I already said that.
Okay, just wondering.
You think our audience is stupid? They don't remember?
I do.
I don't. I think you're all
brilliant. I think there's some Minifans out there that don't know up from down.
No, I think that everyone who watches the show is a genius.
I hope you
and
all
respect
go
all of
fuck
you.
Yourself.